Boarding house?
Have you heard of a dog trot house?
A what?
Dog trot house?
No, I have.
Okay. Can you tell me about some small houses that have very distinctive designs?
What do you mean, as far as I've seen is concerned?
Yeah, just general descriptive terms for small houses.
No.
For instance, like we talked about the shotgun house, are there any other types of houses that have
duplex,
names?
Duplex. A duplex house, and we call them double twin houses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Okay. What about the kinds of buildings that house several or many families?
Call those apartments.
And what about the new kind that are coming up everywhere now?
Condominiums or whatever they are. Mm-hmm. Is that right? I don't know whether I pronounced that word right, but that's what they call them.
And are those rented or do you buy?
You can do both. You may not buy.
Okay. Now what does tenement mean to you?
People who rent houses from the owner.
Okay. And most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair.
Yeah, what would call you call that repair man, or the plumber, or the electrician?
Okay, now how about if he lives with the rest of the people in the apartment house?
Maintenance man.
Okay. What is used to cut grass?
Power mower.
Okay, can you tell me about?
Some people cut it with a hoe.
A what?
Some people cut it with a hoe.
Can you tell me?
Blade.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of power mowers?
Well, they had electric power mower, and then we had the one run with gas and mortar, and they got different names put up by different companies, and gang of different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the name of all of them, but I know they have a lot of them. They have some weasels, and some that you ride on, some that you, you know, run the mortar,
mm-hmm.
and different things like that. That's all I know.
Okay. And what about a thing that is used to break up the ground? In a garden?
That's a plow.
Have you heard of a tiller?
Well, I don't know. I may have, but I haven't seen one as I know. I see them on television, see them doing different things. It's not practical with me.
Okay, and what would you call the little tool that's sort of shaped like this that you might replant plants with?
Mm-hmm.
Like transplant?
Fall? The garden fall?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, what if it has prongs?
That's where it makes it a fault.
Okay, what about the kind that doesn't have those
things? That's a little shovel like. A little shovel, I don't know, spade.
Okay. What do you use to get at the leaves?
A rake, a yard broom, they call it. Yard rake.
Mm-hmm.
Calls it me quicker.
Now, what kind of rake do you use to get at the leaves in the fall?
You get one on the yard rake broom, yard broom, mm-hmm. one of those rakes, the longhound broom.
Do you use a different kind in the garden?
Yes, you have to, because the leaves are light and those gardeners carry dirt, it's heavier.
Okay, and do you have a name for that kind of?
Yeah, I just call it a garden rake, all I know.
Okay. Now what about if you had hedges outside and you wanted to trim them? What would you
have
use?
Hedge cutter, shears.
Okay.
Electrical or either hand. Function.
Do you have a name for the ones that are driven by electricity rather than?
They just call them electric shears.
Okay. If a pretty good sized tree blew down, what might a man use to cut it up with?
Saw.
Okay. How about if it's powered by something?
Well, that's a mortar. That's electrical saw or mortar operated.
Okay. Can you name and describe some different cuts of beefsteak for me?
Mm-mm. Settle on and porterhouse and what have you. I don't know.
Yeah.
And rib and rump and all that kind of stuff.
Can you describe those for me?
What you mean?
What part of the...
No, I don't know.
You don't know where they... Okay.